Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our risen and living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word of God that we meditate upon this morning is from the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 6 to 10. And it's a short section, so we'll read through it and then we'll go back and take it piece by piece. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. For we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. So far, text. Sanctify us by your truth, O Lord. Your word is truth. Amen. Start with verses 6 and 7. Just read through them again. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. There is no doubt as to the strength of our God. His strength is evident all around us in the great creation that he has made. Paul points out, that is the same God who brought light out of darkness, the same God who created the heavens and the stars, who carved the continents and made the oceans, the same God who reached out with his hand and held the sun still in the day of Joshua. There is no doubt about his strength, but it is one thing to be strong, it is another to use that strength to hold carefully and gently that which is fragile and breakable. The name God means the one who is all-powerful, all-strong. But he is also called our Father because he knows how to use that strength to hold even such fragile creatures as ourselves. It is the glory of a warrior to be strong and use that strength to destroy. It is the glory of a father to use his strength in gentleness. Paul reminds us of that in this verse when he says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels in order that the excellence of the power of God, the excellence of the power may be of God. In our weakness, God shows his glory and the gentleness of his strength because he is able to mold us even through fire and even with the striking hammer without breaking us, to mold us into the image of Christ, that we may grow up in him who has died for us. And thus Paul continues, we are hard-pressed on every side, but we are not crushed. It's hard, at least for me, to read this verse without thinking of Luke and Leia and Han and Chewie as the walls of that trash compactor slowly come closer to them. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's okay. The point is that we often feel in life as though the walls are closing in around us and not sure what we are going to do. We often feel like there is no hope, maybe like every hand is against us, but we have something much better than a steel pole to keep those walls from crushing us. We have the promise and the strength of our Father in heaven. We know, unlike Han and Leia, that the walls may close close, there may be pressure, but the Lord has promised they will stop before they crush us. The children this morning in VBS will have the story of Paul and Silas thrown in prison. And when Luke tells us how, being thrown in prison, they sang songs of joy and praise to God. Why did they do that? Because their faith was so great that even in such a difficult and uncomfortable circumstance, and it was a very painful circumstance because they weren't just thrown in prison, they were put in the stocks. It was very uncomfortable. Cramping legs, very painful. But even in such a painful circumstance, they had joy? No. They were pressed hard. They were in pain. They were suffering. But in that difficulty, they sang to the Lord. They turned to the Lord. They didn't sing because they were happy. They sang, and those songs of praise to Christ strengthened them in their heart and gave them hope and comfort even as the walls pressed in around them. And so when everything presses in around us, we turn to the Lord. The Lord knows how to press just hard enough to form us without crushing us. We read in Matthew 7:14, "Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life." That word difficult there is the same word that Paul uses here. It means we are pressed hard as we travel on our way to God's salvation. The way of salvation is through great pressure, but never more than we can bear. We remember his promise in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. "No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man, but God is faithful, will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with temptation will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it." So when we are pressed, we know to turn to our gracious Father, whose strength can keep us safe and who promises to do so. Paul continues, "We are perplexed, but not in despair." That crushing pressure of this world and the temptations of this world and the perils and sufferings of this world can often leave us perplexed and confused. Why is this happening? Why are you allowing this? I know there are many times in my life when I have prayed to the Lord, "Why? Why me? Why allow this?" And of course, we think of Job and his suffering, and most of the book of Job is taken up with that same question, that same argument, as Job debates back and forth with his friends. Why is God allowing this? And so the sufferings of this world can leave us confused, perplexed. But Paul says, never in despair. We don't understand God's plan. We don't understand how this can be for our good. We don't understand why God would allow this, but we know that He did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all. Christ's death is the remedy for our sin. His death is the thing that sets us free from sin, but it is also the ultimate demonstration of God's love. So that even when we understand nothing else, we can stand with Job and proclaim, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and I shall see Him on the last day. These eyes, this body, and receive the life that He has promised me." Remember that first Easter morning as the women came to the tomb? Luke 24, verse 4. "And it happened as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments." Finding the tomb empty, they were greatly perplexed, and one of them gave into the despair. At least one of them gave into that despair. Mary was crying in the garden. Where did they take him? I don't know what's happened to his body. But we know that the end result of that story, that account, was not sadness, but joy, as they found the body of Christ alive and living. And so very often, the confusion, the difficulties of this life tempt us to give in to that despair. But we know the end that God has in store for us. There is so much that we do not understand about God, about our salvation, about our life, about other people. We are so often confused, but we do not despair, because God, our Father, in His strength, holds us in His hands and protects us. Paul continues, persecuted, but not forsaken. And there, Scripture leaves no doubt that those who follow Christ will be persecuted in this world. We heard about that in our gospel reading. They are in the world, but not of the world. They will be persecuted. And yet, throughout all that persecution, we have the promise that He will never forsake us. It is the glory of a father to always be there for his children. Our children grow up and at some point decide that they don't need us anymore, right? And then at some point, usually much later, they really get to a point where maybe they don't need us anymore or not as much. But what a wonderful thing it is when they do need us, when they call us up because they are in trouble. And as fathers, we delight, not that they're in trouble, but we delight that they remember us and call us and that we're able to help them out. So our Father in heaven, so even much more so, rejoices when His children remember Him in the day of trouble and call upon Him. 2 Timothy 3:12. Yes, and all who desire to live godly lives in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So there's no doubt as to the persecution that will be part of our lives. Matthew 27:46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus was forsaken by the Father so that the Father never needs to forsake us. And He has given us this promise in Isaiah 49:15. Can a woman forget her nursing child? Can a woman not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will never forget you. We are persecuted, but never forsaken, never forgotten by the Father who holds us in His hands. Struck down, but not destroyed, Paul continues. And Paul knew what it meant to be struck down. He was beaten, he was robbed, he was thrown in prison, he was left for dead, he was stoned, and yet he just kept going. Not by his strength, but by the strength of his Father, by the strength of Christ Jesus. And so we also sometimes feel like we are struck down, and sometimes we are struck even by our Father. Because there are times when we build ourselves up in our own pride and sin and arrogance. There are times when we build our lives on the things of this world instead of on Christ. And our Father knows we need to be torn down so that He might rebuild us in Christ and in faith. And yet, even when He strikes us, He knows. He knows how to strike us and tear us down, but not destroy us, and how to rebuild us in humility and love instead of in pride and sin. always caring about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in us. We don't always live up to the example of fatherhood or motherhood. We don't always live up to the example of parenting that our Father has given us in the way that He treats us. We very often forget to call upon Him in the day of trouble. We very often fail in our prayers, in our Bible studies. We frequently do things that are weak and sinful. But through all the weaknesses that we have and all the sins and temptations of this world, in every depression and persecution, we carry with us the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, which assures us of the forgiveness of sins, which assures us of the love of the Father. And because we carry that death with us, we also share in the life of Christ, as Paul says here. We are weak, very easily broken, and we are sinful. But our Father is strong and gentle and carries us through life into His life. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.